Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. My name is JP. That's Tim. This is the Positive Truth, bringing you the positive news in what most people think is a negative world. But there's a lot of great things going on. Tim, how are you?
I am doing amazing, sir. How are you?
Doing quite well. Doing quite well. Enjoying the weather in this Oklahoma, 70 degrees in November. It's incredible.
Dude, I'm glad it was 70 degrees. I woke up this morning and my freaking heater was out.
Ew.
Yeah, man. My daughter was crying like at 7 a.m. I'm like, man, it's cold in here, you know? Walk in her room's freezing. I'm like, no wonder she's crying. And then I try to turn the heat up and yeah, it wasn't happening.
Is it fixed?
I called the guy to come out. He's going to come out tomorrow. And I'm glad it was just warm today. I bought one of those little space heaters, so, you know, we're good. It's like 70-something outside, so we're golden, but
you know,
I'm just glad.
You know Trifecta, where we record at for the video episode, has all kinds of heaters if you need them.
I bought one that size, I'm not going to lie.
Well, we got some hot, positive news stories.
Take that, world.
If you want to support the podcast, like, share, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. It helps us out so much. Follow our Instagram, where you can see Tim in his Flash outfit. He was just talking about on Wednesday's episode for when he went and voted. It's awesome. 10 out of 10, Tim picture. 10 out of 10. Also, we have our Facebook page where we post positive news stories in our videos, Twitter, and YouTube. But let's get to these positive news stories. Tim, what do you got?
Man, I have a really cool sports one. So thousands of spectators witnessed something that was just beautiful during a tennis match at the 2018 Invictus Games. It's an international sporting event for injured and disabled veterans. I've seen it on YouTube before. I've never actually watched anybody compete in it, though, but I've watched highlights, I guess. And UK competitors Paul Guest was comforted by Dutch teammate Edwin Vermenten after a helicopter flew overhead, triggering Paul Guest's PTSD. So once the helicopter flew over, it triggers PTSD. His teammate that was in another match said, I'm done playing. I threw in the white flag, surrender, went over to his teammate and immediately started talking to him. Whenever Guest was asked what happened, he told this is exactly what he said, quote for quote. Whenever Vermint was asked what happened, this is what he said. He said, I took him by the face and said, look at me. We are team, so let it go. Look into my eyes and sing the Frozen song. And we did. For him, at that moment, he just let it go. And he really did. He literally let it all go.
That's awesome, man. Sticking together, man. More important than winning.
It's wild. Later on, they were told that... reporters were told that they were singing the song Frozen... from Frozen, Let It Go.
You know, I haven't seen that movie, Tim.
Yeah, it's a real popular song. Last few years, every kid in the world wants to be it for Halloween. Every little girl, anyways, that I know of. But yeah, man, I thought it was super awesome. It's something super sweet. You never hear about anything like this in sports these days. So the fact that people were able to witness this live at this event, I can only imagine how they felt.
Absolutely. Love that first positive news story, Tim. My first one is a combo, because they're just some quick statistics that I think are awesome, but I didn't want to talk about unless I had a lot of them, because quick ones are just never fun. First one is that elderly individuals, group most likely to commit suicide, has become among the least likely to do so, dropping about 60% in the past 50 years. That's incredible, by the way.
Nice fun fact.
Bangladesh has reduced its child mortality rates by 78%.
That's what's up.
And carbon dioxide emissions from U.S. power sectors, this is like electric, coal, and everything else in between, oil, gas has declined 28% since 2005.
Hey, we're doing something, right?
So basically, there's a lot of positivity going on, but sometimes the change is slow. And that's what we're here for, to remind you about how far we come and how much farther we have to go.
Let them know, JP.
You want to let them know about your next positive news story?
Yes, sir, man. So, I have a story about a man named John Chan and his wife, Stella. They basically greeted customers at Donut City in Seal Beach, California, every day for the last 30 years. The issue is last month, Stella suffered a brain aneurysm, and she's recovering in a nursing facility. So John, who works at the donut shop, rushes home every day so he can be with her and, you know, just spend as much time with her as possible. He does this after he sells out of donuts. And the community, basically, they offered him a GoFundMe account, and John said no. You know, he just wants to spend more time with his wife, but he wants to run his business his way. And what happened was a community got together, and they decided to buy every donut at his shop so that he can rush home to see his wife. They've been doing it for about a month now. They've also been asking other people, when you go in, don't buy just one donut, buy a dozen donuts. And it's awesome because this man is now getting to go home and spend time with his wife while she's getting healthy. And I just thought it was awesome.
And everyone gets donuts. Win, win.
Dude, yeah, dude. I love donuts, man. I will drive 30 minutes for a good box of donuts. I'm not going to lie to you. So this story, you know, was just screaming at me. Tim, read me. Read me.
You need to post this one on the Facebook page. This one is awesome.
Absolutely, man. There's a cool video that he was interviewed in it as well. So if you guys want to hear him speak and all that good stuff, go to our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast.
You know, I want a donut. That's the only bad thing that's come out of this.
Is that really bad, though?
Tim, you remember how 2 weeks ago I said I haven't had Halloween candy, like,
yes,
in
sir.
Years? Like, they brought it to my job, and I, like, the first day we had it, I lost self-control. I had, like, I was like, I'm gonna have one. I might have had 25. But after that, I've been good. It's the same thing with, like, donuts. We had this place in Edmond called Donut King, and they had these, like, cinnamon flowers. And... yeah, I have no self-control, man. If they have 5 cinnamon flowers, I want all 5. I don't want 1. So it's better for me to just stay away.
Okay, good. Touché.
My self-control is either 100% or 0%, so I just stay away.
All right, man. I hear you. I apologize.
Yeah, you're good. Another thing you don't have to apologize for is things you're grateful for. We're at the halfway point, so we like to do audio meditation where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own life and going on around us. We encourage you to play along with us and think about one thing you're grateful for. Guarantee you'll make your day so much more positive, help you be more productive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I am grateful for running. The other day, I actually got the opportunity to go run in a 5K. First time I've ran, and it's been, you know, a little over a month or two now, I guess. It's been a while, JP.
Is your foot okay?
Yeah, so my foot's been feeling better, right? I bought this cream. It's been helping, been stretching, rubbing it out. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to test it out. I ran one day in the week. Foot was hurting. Like, all right, I'm not going to run. The day of morning of the race, I'm on the bus with all the kids. They're like, come on, coach, you got to do it. And I'm like, you know what? I'll jog it. It's cool. It's not a big deal. I go out there and I run it. Nothing too crazy fast or anything, but I finished and my foot was perfectly fine, man. Not only was my foot perfectly fine, I was happier than I've been in months. Everybody around me was happy. Like, it was like I just got done meditating for the first time ever, and everything was just so clear and beautiful. I just forgot how much I loved and missed running, and I'm super thankful for that.
I just want everyone to know that talking Tim into running is about as hard as it is for, like, talking me into eating pizza. Not very difficult. Not difficult at all.
No challenge at all.
I will counter one thing you said. I'm pretty sure Layla's smile has made you pretty happy over the past few months.
Oh, man. Every day. Every morning. Touché.
Running and Layla.
Life, man. That's life. Layla was there too, man. That was the coolest thing about it. Yeah, she showed up. Like, and then they showed up after the run was over because there was like a party and stuff. But the fact that she was there hanging out after I got done running made everything so much better. I have a lot to be thankful for, man.
Absolutely. See, that's why we do this segment.
Tú sabes. What are you thankful for, sir?
I'm grateful for everyone. It's a firefighter, police officer, EMT, all of those cool people. They help out so much because we never do positive news stories about them because we just always kind of take them for granted. It's like that's what they're supposed to do. Like, we should do more positive news stories about them just like all the time. Like, why don't we have a section of our podcast where it's like we shout out a firefighter, a police officer, an EMT that did something great this week? You know what I mean, Tim?
Man.
Or like I'm a nurse or anything. Teacher. So many people are just, their job is to help us and we just take it for granted. So that's who I'm grateful for today.
Man, shout out to JP. Because we do take him for granted and I didn't even think about that.
So that's actually what my next positive news story is about. There's a Colorado State Patrol. His name is... I just totally lost his name.
It's all good, man.
His name is Richard Croshaw, and he risked his own life to save the life of two and others that were who crashed their vehicle. He basically, the van went off the road, hit a tree, caught on fire. He's a police officer. Instinctively, no fear, pulled the two men out, saved both their lives. It was one of those movie things where it's like you pull the people out the fire and then you drag them to safety and then the car explodes. One of those.
Ah.
Like, so shout out to him. Shout out to all the police officers doing great work in the United States and around the world.
Like, to think about these movie scenes where that stuff happens, to think about how crazy that is and how dangerous it is, and like they do this stuff all the time. I know it's not like it happens every single day, but they don't, like, the fact that we don't know this guy's name, he's not all over our social media feeds, is ridiculous.
Yeah, for sure. There's a, because you remember how we posted about you and the Flash costume voting on our Instagram? Check that out,
yes,
by
sir.
The way.
Yes, sir.
After 9/11 happened, there was a famous cartoon strip where it was like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man wanting to get the autograph of the firefighters that were help cleaning up the Twin Towers. It's one of the most famous comic strips ever because it shows you like real heroes are everyone that's around us helping out every day.
Man, I like that, JP.
Yes, sir. So what do you got, Tim?
Man, my last story of the day comes from India. Dr. Ramana Rao, he's been providing free healthcare services for the poor for the past 44 years through his free clinic. And they treat anywhere from 700 to 1,200 patients every Sunday for free. He has a team, man, and it's ridiculous. He's been doing this since 1974. He has a team of 35 people, which includes his wife and two sons who are also doctors, 10 dentists, 6 nurses, and 1 skin specialist.
This man Some has of the... a squad.
Yeah, man, and like the fact that they're all doing this for free is wild. But basically, some of the staff at the clinic are former patients of Dr. Riles as well. And some people, they came there for the first time 8, 9, 10 years ago. And they started volunteering just because they wanted to help. And they ended up staying because they loved what they were doing. And, man, it's just all positivity everywhere. It's beautiful. It's just like what we said before. Well, what you said before. Being positive and then getting other people to become more positive. It's as positive as it gets, man. There's a cool video I'm going to share to the Facebook page you guys can check out. It's showing Dr. Rao and him interacting with all his patients. There's a huge line with villages on top of villages, basically just waiting. It seems like this line is over a mile long, trying to get seen by these doctors. And the fact that they do this once a week to check up on these people that can't afford healthcare, I just think it's amazing, man.
Yo, post that on the Facebook page, sir.
Already.
Also, that is absolutely awesome on so many levels. Like, when you just that many people working for free, taking up their own free time, and then that positivity leading to more people want to volunteer and helping. Just positive actions leads to positive actions, man.
Agreed.
My last positive news story is both a follow-up and a science is cool with the positive truth. We did a story, or well, I think I did a story, about a groundbreaking technology called an epidural electric stimulation. Tim, do you remember this?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't me.
So it fills the gaps in damaged spines and revives the ability to transplant neural messages from the brain to the spine. And basically, there's a paralyzed man. His name is Dan Mazzie. He's 30 years old. He's able to walk about a half a mile with his device turned on. In about 8 steps when it's off, he was told by the doctors he'd never be able to walk again. 2 other paraplegics who received the implants are also able to move their legs now to varying degrees. So, if progress is coming, it's absolutely awesome. Shout out to Star Wars, because we're living Star Wars right now.
Ha! Take that, world.
So, shout out to science. Science is cool.
With the positive truth.
I think we're out of positive news stories, Tim.
Yes, sir.
You have a quote?
Absolutely. It's by Roy T. Bennett once again. That's my theme for the week. I don't know if you caught that yet. But the past is a place of reference, not a place of residence. The past is a place of learning, not a place of living.
Nice, Tim. I like that.
Yeah, apparently this man wrote a book called The Light in the Heart. I need to read, because there's nothing but like amazing quotes in it.
Tim, when was the last time you read a book? Just saying.
I can.
Scooby-Doo response.
It's been a while, man. I think I've read like the 5 languages of love, if that counts.
I mean, it works. You got Edna and Layla now.
Ha, take that, world.
So maybe you should read some more.
Agreed.
But yeah, that's it for the positive truth. We'll be back Monday with the follow-up or to our 10 ways to, pursue happiness, part 2. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive, my friends.